It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? I'm going to take my sock off so that I can show you something. Yep. Some time ago, I fell down some stairs and hurt my ankle. And the doctor had to put this cast on my leg so I wouldn't keep on hurting it and so it could grow strong again. I want to show you how it looked when the cast was on. Just like that. Of course, it was all one piece when the doctor put it on. In fact, the doctor made this out of a long roll of bandage, wrapped it around my leg. And all the time that I had it on, my leg was underneath. All the time. Now, during that time, I used crutches to help me to walk. I'm going to show you how I did that. These are the crutches that I used. Some people use crutches all the time, and some people use them some of the time. Now, Chef Brockett had to have some surgery on his leg, and he's been using crutches for a while. And I saw him earlier today, and he told me he was going to come over here and show you his crutches. Yeah. Oh, there's the phone. Let's see who that is. Hello? Oh, it's Chef Brockett himself. Yeah. Are you sure you don't want us to come there? We can, you know. Okay, if you'd rather. Thanks. See you later. That was Chef Brockett, and he said he'd be over in a few minutes. In the meantime, we'll just wait for him. What kinds of things do you like to do while you're waiting for somebody? Do you like to read a book? Do you like to make up a story with your toys? Do you like to think about the person who's coming? Do you just like to have some peace and quiet? Peace and quiet. Peace, peace, peace. Peace and quiet. Peace, peace, peace. Peace and quiet. Peace, peace, peace. We all want peace. We all want peace.
Fred!
Oh, maybe that's Chef Brockett now. Sounds like him. It is.
I came over on the crutches.
I'm so glad you came.
How you doing?
I'm fine. I have mine. I was showing my friends what mine look like.
Oh, mine are different. See, mine are the cuff kind.
Oh, they're fancy.
Shake hands. See there?
Uh-huh.
And you can open doors. Now, you want to see how I walk with them?
Would you?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. Now, here's the very best way to do it.
Okay.
You move one crutch and the other leg.
Uh-huh.
Like that.
Now, you're good at that.
If you're real sore and the doctor doesn't want you to put any weight on your sore leg, you can swing on them like this. See?
Uh-huh.
You can do that. But to do that, your upper body has to be strong. And when I was in the hospital, I did a lot of exercise to make my upper body real strong. Yeah, I did therapy with my legs and upper body exercises. And the other thing I did when I was in the hospital is...
Did Did you paint this?
It's for you.
It looks like a cupcake.
That's what it is.
Oh, is that great?
Hey, now listen, if you'd like one to eat, you know where you can find it.
At Brockett's Bakery.
Right, you are. And that's where I'm headed right now.
Thanks very much, Chef Brockett.
Okay.
Oh, I'm proud of you.
I'll see you.
All righty, bye-bye. Well, Chef Brockett's not only a good cook, he's a good artist. Let's go inside. Let's have some make-believe. Trolley. Last time we pretended that Lady Elaine Fairchild was squirting a hose every time anybody said the words three-cornered hat. Well, her friend Betty Okanak Templeton came to visit her and said she thought that was silly, and she was going to try to do something about it. So let's just make believe that she's talking with King Friday the 13th right now as the trolley goes by the castle garden in the neighborhood of make-believe. Ready, trolley? All right. Oh, yes, trolley has its hat on. My final word is that everyone must wear a three-cornered one.
But I don't have a three-cornered hat, King Friday.
Ah, just a moment. Now you do,
oh,
Betty Okanek Templeton.
You think of everything, King Friday.
What's that about, everybody?
Robert Troll, I presume.
Correct, as usual, King Friday. What's that about?
Your three-cornered hat, I presume.
Correct again, sire.
Now all three of us have three-cornered hats.
Yes, almost everybody in the neighborhood has one, and they're all wearing
everyone
them.
Everyone except my friend who's squirting water instead.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, we have to do something about that.
Well, we're going to do something, that's for sure. Yeah. When Betty Okanak Templeton faces a problem, she always finds herself doing something about it. Not that I'm always right. Goodness knows I'm not always right, but I do think it's important to try to do something.
Excuse me, lady and troll. I'm called to a meeting, but my final word is everyone must wear a three-cornered one. So farewell.
Farewell, yes, sir.
Farewell. A three-cornered one, he says. Mm-hmm. Well, farewell. Well, isn't this an interesting life? I think I'll get over to see my friend.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, you may need a raincoat, you know.
I don't think for long.
No. Well, okay, I'm going to get set. I'll meet you over there, buddy. What's that up?
Ready?
Ready.
Get set.
Get set. Go. Boy, you are fast. Ain't it right, my son?
Blaney and I learned that together in school.
Did you? Well, I wonder where she is.
Hello there, Tootsies. Oh. Hi. How was your time with good old Friday?
Oh, pretty much like always. You know about Robert Troy, I presume, and gets Santa Grant
Robinson. But when we talked about the three-cornered... Now, wait a minute, Lainey.
I'll squirt if you say those three words.
I'm not going to say those three words.
But you started to.
I know, but
I don't want to hear it. I want to show you something I got in the mail from one of my admirers. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Look at this.
I see it. What is it?
It's a scarf, hand-painted with designs.
That's nice you can say, but I'm a three-cornered...
Careful!
I'm just going to say three-cornered designs.
Isn't it beautiful?
It's beautiful,
Chef Brockett made it.
Chef
did a nice job.
Careful!
A three-cornered scarf.
Yes.
Yes, Lainey, a beautiful scarf. I suggest you wear it.
Okay, then.
Oh, here, I'll...
Thanks.
Put it upon you, then, lady.
Uh-huh. It is pretty, isn't it? Really lovely.
Boy, that's nice.
Thanks.
And Robert Troll, I suggest you tell King Friday that everyone in the neighborhood is wearing a...
Yeah. Well, I know what to tell him because I don't know how it works. I see it.
Now, Lainey, come on inside and bring that silly hose of yours. You've been acting like an adolescent.
What a friend I have in Betty. Well, goodbye there, Robert Troll.
Bye-bye. Don't say bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
not really. Yeah, she's wearing one. Otherwise, it's a three-cornered one. I know. Well, everyone will understand next time. So go now. I'll see you later. We got time on.
So Lady Elaine is wearing a three-cornered something. Something that Chef Brockett painted for her. I wonder what the king will have to say about that. We'll pretend more about that next time. Do you remember last time the young man who showed us how he played the pipe organ? Well, he told us he was going to be playing the piano for some friends who play other instruments today. And he asked us to come back. So let's do that now. His name is Alan Morrison, and he'll introduce us to his friends. Let's just go. Good, getting ready for the concert.
Yes, I am.
What about the people who are going to play the flute and the clarinet?
The McGill brothers. Uh-huh. They're getting dressed in their tuxedos for the concert.
Are they brothers?
Yes, Anthony and Demore.
Oh, I'd like to meet them. Oh, is this they?
Yes, it is.
Good. Hi. I'm Fred Rogers.
Hi, Demore McGill.
Glad to meet you, Demore.
Nice to meet you.
I'm Fred Rogers.
Anthony.
Glad to meet you,
nice
Anthony.
To meet you.
I'm going to let you visit, and I'll go put on my clothes.
Okay,
bye.
See you later. I'm really glad to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
In fact, I'd like you to know my television neighbor, Demore and Anthony McGill.
Hi. Hello.
And I know that that my friend would like to hear your instruments. Would you show him how the flute sounds?
Sure.
And the clarinet. Do you ever play together?
Yes.
See?
Often, yes.
Could you play something together? Just
sure.
The flute and the clarinet together? How in the world did you start to play these instruments? I mean, how did you get a flute, for instance?
Well, when my parents were dating, my mother, for some reason, went out and bought my father a flute, which he never used, so it was in the house. And there was a flute teacher around the corner, so...
So you picked it up.
Yes.
And you didn't play like this when you first started, did you?
No, it kind of sounded like...
I can imagine that's what I'd do with it. How about you? How did you get a clarinet, Anthony?
Well, at my elementary school, there was a band there. So I got to choose which instruments I wanted to play.
Uh-huh.
And at first, I wanted to play the saxophone, but that was too big, so I chose a clarinet.
Oh, the saxophone was too big for you?
Yeah.
But you've been sticking with the clarinet ever since,
right.
Haven't you? Do you get any kind of satisfaction for your feelings by playing your instruments? I mean, do you ever play, for instance, when you're sad? How might you play? Oh, that's lovely. How would you play if you were sad, Anthony? Boy, it sounds like you could just cry right through them, huh?
Yeah.
Do you ever use them to express anger?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. Boy. How about you? Mm-hmm.
Just blow it out, huh? Right into the instruments. What a fine way. Do you enjoy working with Alan on trios?
That's a lot of fun.
Yeah. What are you all going to be playing in the concert?
We'll be playing a piece by Camille Saint-Saëns entitled Tarantella.
Tarantella? What does Tarantella mean?
It's a spider.
A spider?
Yes.
Does it sound anything like a spider?
Yeah.
Does it? Oh, there comes Alan now. Oh, he looks all gussied up.
I'm all dressed for the concert.
That's for sure. You all look so fancy. Why is it that you wear such fancy clothes for concerts?
Well, for formal concerts, you wear formal clothes.
Well, that makes sense. Could I hear something that you're going
to
play?
Oh, would you like to go through the parts of the tarantella?
Sure.
Yeah.
Can I help you with the pages?
Please.
How about we go to the inn?
Sure.
Bravo, gentlemen. Oh, you play so well together. Makes me think of dancing. Well, your audience is going to be very fortunate to have you give this concert. Hope to see you soon. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
How about rehearsing again from the beginning?
Sure.
Those young men, they spend their time doing healthy things, things that don't hurt anybody. In fact, their music helps people. They practice as they play, and they make life better by doing it. I'm very proud of them for what they do, how they do it, and who they are. And when you use your time doing constructive things, helpful things, and learn to do them as well as you possibly can, I'm proud of you too. I'm proud of you, I'm proud of you. I hope that you're as proud as I am proud of you. I'm proud of you. I hope that you are proud of you too. Let's see who's at the door. Somebody else I'm proud of. Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery, speedy delivery. Now, some time ago, you asked me to find a tape how people make paper bags. Well, I found it, and there it is.
Thank you very much. Do you have time to show it?
Yes, I do. A few moments. I also brought with me a paper bag to show you what it looks like before it's glued together. You see? There you go.
Isn't that interesting?
It opens up like that.
I never thought of a paper bag being held together with glue.
You learn something old every day.
That's for sure.
Well, do you have a moment?
Sir?
Let's watch it. Now, it goes by pretty fast. I'll explain it.
All right. How people make paper bags. Let's just take a look at this now. Thank you for finding this.
When people make paper bags, they start with heavy rolls of paper.
I've never thought of paper as being heavy.
Well, it can be when there's lots of it. And these rolls are too heavy for a person to lift without help. That's why this man uses a machine to grab a roll. And the machine picks it up. And lowers it down.
Look at all those rolls of paper.
They'll all be made into paper bags. Now watch as the roll is taken to a nearby machine.
Look at that roll of paper spinning.
Yes, and as it spins, the paper unwinds and moves through the machine. This woman runs the machine.
Well, what is she doing?
She's watching the paper being printed with a recycling symbol.
Paper bags being made out of recycled paper.
They certainly are. Now these rollers help to move the paper along to the part of the machine that starts to form the paper into a shape of a bag.
Is that machine folding the paper?
That's right. Then the folded paper is cut to the right size. This part, being pulled out, will become the bottom of the bag.
How will that happen?
Well, you have to wait and see.
Okay. It's a complicated machine.
Yes, it is. Now, this roller is covered with glue. It puts the glue onto the rolling pads, which then set the glue on just the right places on the paper. This part folds the flaps down onto the glue to close up the bottom of the bag.
I see. Well, those look like piles of finished bags.
They almost are finished, but a few more things have to happen. Here they're pressed, turned, and pushed. Pressed, turned, and pushed.
Why is that, Mr. McFeely?
So they'll fit right into this part which turns and lowers them down. We'll see in a moment.
Looks like a Ferris wheel.
Yes, it does. Now she's checking to make sure that the bags are made the right way.
Looks like a good one.
Yes, indeed. Almost finished. Here they're moved along and put into a bigger stack.
Mm-hmm.
washed out. You see, it's being wrapped in brown paper. All of the bags are wrapped in brown paper.
Oh, look how it's covered there.
Mm-hmm. There it is. Now, the finished bags are ready to be sent out and used by people everywhere.
That is a fancy machine.
Yes, but it takes a person to invent it.
That's for sure. I really like that recycling symbol.
Well, recycling's very important. Well, I'm on my way. I have more deliveries to do today.
Thank you, Mr. McFeely.
Well, you're quite welcome. Speedy delivery.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Interesting things in this world. Now, some people need to use crutches all the time, not just when they have an accident. I really admire people who are able to make the best out of what life gives them. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. We'll have lots of things to do and talk about next time. That's when I'll be back. I'll be thinking about you in the meantime. Bye-bye.
The people who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.